it's no story worth watching if you don't have a problem to deal with.
Absolutely. And it's usually during our biggest times of adversity that we grow the most as well. So for our listeners, if you haven't seen SB before, you are missing out, because he is one of the most stylish men I have ever met in my life. So what's the secret behind your impeccable sense of style?
You are too kind. I've never been asked that question before. Thank you. I've been waiting for that question. I'm just joking. Honestly, I'm from New York, so the ugliest person has the nicest fashion, right? And I got called ugly very frequently, so I had to have something going for me physically. But yeah, I mean, my mother, it could be this. My mother was a personal shopper for Bergdorf Goodman on Fifth Avenue. Okay. For anyone that has no idea what I'm talking about, Bergdorf Goodman, you might have seen it in the show Sex and the City. She was one of four people that worked in this gigantic building in New York on Fifth Avenue, and she sold to the richest women in the world. From Mrs. Pillsbury to princesses, queens.
Wow.
And maybe that kind of trickled down to me. But also, I think on a more tangible level, all my heroes that were around me, all my friends growing up in the Bronx, all had the best sense of fashion, like the best sneakers, the coolest hats, coolest outfits. And I didn't dress like them. I was nothing like them at all. But I would see them, and all the girls loved them. And I remember they used to drive around the city, and I'd be this little kid in the back of the gigantic van. They'd come out the car and get girls' phone numbers. And I'm like, wow, this must be a cool thing. Not the number part, but like girls like them, and they're dressed so cool, so maybe I should dress pretty cool. And I'm not saying I dress cool for girls, but like it was cool to see like how they carry themselves. They were super on point, like the hats, the shirts, the jerseys, the shoelaces, the jackets. And I just, you know, being in hip hop as well, one of the parts of hip hop is the fashion. You know, I'm not really like a fashion person, like I'm not like a Kanye who would have people dress, you know, I mean, I'm not a fashion connoisseur period, so I'm not saying it's bad fashion, but like, you know, they're very interesting, very eclectic ways of dressing. I'm not into that, like designer, but I like colors, I love ombre, different gradients, and I just really am OCD when it comes to that, and only that, like nothing else. But when it comes to colors, whether I'm wearing a suit, whether I'm wearing a little outfit like this, like if I showed you my sneakers, like everything matches the different colors here, even like my tattoos are orange, and there's always a science behind what I'm doing, so... Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
It's impeccable.
Oh, thank you.
And for all of you out there who are curious, you can go to TikTok and look up SB the Anomaly, and you'll be able to see like every single post he's got, an amazing outfit he's got, a hat that matches, his shoes are on fleek, like everything is just incredible. And he has an outfit for every occasion.
Have to. You ever like try to throw clothes away? You ever try to do that? Or give clothes
away? It's
hard. Or give clothes. Yeah, I try. It didn't work. I'm like, I might need this color. I might need this yellow blue shirt one day. I might need this green. And I just feel like I might need it one day. Even down the socks. I recently had two goals a few years ago. I wanted to have an LOC, right? And I wanted to have socks that were cool. Those are my two goals. Very, very, very important goals. And I didn't have enough shorts because, you know, I don't really wear shorts like that. So I bought every color short I can think of, every different color. I have like little special sock drawers, which if you ever have a lot of socks, it's really cool. Because normally when you put socks in your drawer, it might be hard to see them. But these sock drawers, little square, little, you know, outlets, and you can put your socks in a little ball and you can see like what color they are. And I have it down to the greens, the blues, the reds. And I'm not saying you have to match your clothing. I'm just saying that I enjoy it. That's like something I'm into. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. I've never been asked that before.
Absolutely. And for all you out there, you should definitely try to take a lesson out of his book, because he's just, and that's kind of what he's known for too. Like you become recognized based upon how you dress. And it's also very cool. Whenever I see you, I'm like, I wonder what he's going to wear today.
Like, you know, it's funny you say that, because I've been noticing lately, like, and I can't really give you a specific example, but there's been multiple instances over the past like month or so where people, oh, that guy's always, he's always dressed, or he's always that. And like, you don't realize that people are always watching you, which another big part of your business is how you present yourself on social media and what you write. Like if you have a page, do not write negative things. Do not write crazy things. Do not put out, you know, things that are derogatory, because even if it's your personal page, you are your business, you are your brand, and if you're not likable, it doesn't really matter how good your brand is. People don't realize that. They don't realize people are always watching. It's like when you put out a video and it has 3,000 views and like 25 likes. That doesn't really match up. Someone's not reacting to the video, but they're watching the video. Mm-hmm. They're always watching. So yeah, it goes back to the clothing. I didn't realize that people pay attention like that, but they do.
They're the ghosts. That's what we call them, ghosts. That's right. So tell us, what is next for SB? Do you have any big business ventures or projects that you're working on?
Yeah, there's always something, man. Sorry. There's always something. Yeah, so my next, I would say, I won't say big thing, but my main focus right now is I have a song that kind of ties into what I was saying earlier, and it's going to be streaming on all platforms, which I rarely do because I'm not really a big fan of streaming as an artist, because I hate the way they pay artists with the streaming. It's robbery. But I'm going to stream this for everybody because I know people are going to want to pick their phones up and go to Spotify, Apple, all that stuff. And it's about my childhood, and I'm shooting a video about it, and it's about what I went through as a kid with my parents, what I went through as a kid in school, all the struggles, all the hard times, and what made me essentially who I am. And I've let a few people hear it because it's not released yet. And everyone that hears it, whether they're man or woman, cries. Mm. So we're going to shoot that March 3rd. And we're going to aim to put that out before March is over, if not April, depending on how long it takes to clear on the streaming side. And I'm really excited about that, because that song is going to touch a lot of people. And just the idea that we have to shoot it is really powerful. I'm really, as you can see, I keep saying really, because I really am excited to put it out there. And then in addition to that, you know, I have showcases for dance with the schools that I'm teaching. I have a second book that I've been working on forever because I'm super lazy. I'm like the laziest, busiest, most productive person. Like, I'm so productive, but I'm so lazy. Like, because for me, like you said, I do the music, the dancing, the acting, the stunt work, the teaching. And when I say teach, I teach martial arts, I teach stuff on credit. Like, I don't do credit repair in terms of, like, we're gonna send letters on your behalf. I don't do that. I teach people how to actually have credit. Because if we send letters, and that doesn't do anything for you. You know, even if you get the bureaus to remove the stuff, you still don't know what you're doing. So I teach credit, teach poetry, spoken word, public speaking, English, social studies, debate. Like, I'm all over the place. So I'm doing things in all those areas. And yeah, I guess just to wrap up the rambling, you know, the music video, my second book, more teaching, and I'm trying to not travel as much, which I know is like backwards.
Trying to not travel as much?
Yeah, people like, that doesn't sound right, but I'm not really a fan of being gone for a long time or constantly being on the go. Like, it was great when I was younger. It was like, yeah, this is the dream. Like, I used to dream about being in hotels, not even about being home. You know, I've traveled toured overseas, toured throughout the U.S. I don't want to have to travel to garner money. I want to be able to do things at my comfort and my convenience. And not saying I don't like traveling, but I'm more intentional with my personal travel. So, you know, I'm going to on cruises, or I just came back from Vegas. I did a freestyle rap for my friend's proposal, which was really, really cool. I've never done that before. And just being more intentional, like we talked about earlier, with personal things.
You know we're all about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case. At Volts Legal, we are all about your case. Text or call to schedule a free consultation for all your legal needs. VoltsLegal.com. Well, I am so excited to hear your new song coming out.
I'll send it to you.
I cannot wait. You are so inspiring everyone. In fact, I remember reading something where people actually had like your poetry lyrics tattooed on themselves.
Can
you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, so essentially I have a book called Words of an Anomaly. It's a poetry book. And I was never trying to be an author that was published. I just wrote. But what happened was, very long story short, when I was in my early 20s, 22, like 21 going 22, I started doing Ustreams. Ustream was the thing back then, right? And I would go on there and I would tell people, hey, like, put topics in the chat room and I'm gonna speak on those topics, right? And I was doing it impromptu, and I was doing that to train myself to speak publicly. I had already did public speaking before that, but I was trying to get really good with it and get it better interacting. So I started getting people hitting me up about my lyrics. The first person to tattoo my lyrics was my friend Diana. She tatted this huge, like, thing, like, not huge, but the font is so large and she's so tiny, it took up like half her back. And I remember we were at Tijuana Flats, she goes, look at my new tattoo. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, it's a cool quote. And she was like, no, look at the quote. And I'm like, yeah, I see it, it's a really good quote. She goes, it's your quote, you idiot. I was like, oh, okay, sorry, my bad. Because I didn't realize that someone would tattoo my lyrics. That was like a foreign concept to me. So when that happened, it just opened up a ripple effect. Now over 20 people have my lyrics tatted on their body. And then from there, that's where the publishing of the poetry book came from. But yeah, that's where that came from. People would say, hey, Ian, my story is this, and I will put it in a poem for them. So let's say you had a relationship that was really important to you and didn't work out. You will come to me, you would tell me that relationship, I would summarize it into a poem for you, and then I would give it to you. And that's how I would kind of give you a memento of that time and experience. So then that, with the Ustreams and then my friend having the tat, people said, this guy is good with his words. And I never, you know, charged a person for a quote, because it's like, you're putting my lyrics on you, and half of them put my name on them. Wish they're lucky I didn't change my name, because that would have been horrible, yeah, right?
Would have been terrible.
Yeah, but I like SB if it flows. So yeah, and that's how that kind of came about in my early 20s. So by the time I turned 23, I was ready to do the book, put the poems together, and now you can get that book on Amazon, Google, whatever. It was never intended to make money. It was supposed to be a thank you. So I don't care how you find it. It's just Words of an Anomaly. Buy it, check it out. It's a nice little guide to life, and it rhymes. All the poems rhyme.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
So what is the best way for our listeners to be able to reach out to you, to be able to hire you, to be able to support you in some type of way?
They can take my Cash App. No, I'm like, no. So yeah, SB The Anomaly is everything. SBTheAnomaly.com, SB The Anomaly on Instagram. If you're like in this area in Florida, you put in SB, my name probably pops up immediately. But SB The Anomaly on Instagram, Twitter. The email was info@sbtheanomaly.com. Just type in SB The Anomaly on any social media outlet and it'll come right up, and I'm pretty good at responding to messages. And yeah, I'm down for anything, whether it was speaking, workshops, performing, wherever I can find a means to fit in, I'm open to it. And yeah, it's just me. I do have representation for like acting and modeling, but I still handle my stuff. So yeah, you could just write me directly, and I would love to work with anybody, help anybody. If it's a charity event, I'm down for that as well. Anything that I can really be used as an instrument of inspiration or motivation, I'm always down for that.
I love that you mentioned the charity event, because that's one thing that I've always known about you ever since I met you, is that you love to give back.
Yeah,
you are always working with children of all ages, of, you know, all over the state, even out of the state. Like, you are always looking to give back to the community. So I love that you mentioned
that. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, money is great, but there are other things outside of that, and people will forget your name, but they won't forget how they felt, you know. And I've had a good amount of kids see me because I taught them when they were younger. 10, 15 years passes and they recognize me in the street, and they go from being this cool adult or whatever to like a kid again in that moment, because they remember. Mm-hmm. They remember the things you do for them. And I had certain people pour into me when I was younger, and I'm not a self-made person. A lot of people say they're self-made. That's an interesting idea that you're self-made. I was not self-made. I was definitely a result. I'm like a Powerpuff Girl, you know. I had like different ingredients put in a pot and stirred, and another chemical went in there, and I came out wearing a hat and some sneakers. So yeah, I figure the value of your life is measured by how many lives you impact. So you might as well use artistry, and you might as well use the gifts you have, because that's really the legacy. You know, that's who you are. People talk about you, how they speak about you, and how they conduct themselves as a result of what you gave them is who you are on this planet, and what you are, you know, when you pass away.
Mentorship. We've been talking about mentorship for a couple weeks now with our last guest, but being a mentor as well and being able to impact others' lives, that is truly important as well, just to be able to give back and
definitely,
you know, help someone grow.
Definitely.
Well, we have a surprise for you,
and we
are very excited for you to see this. Okay. So if you give us a minute, we will get that going.
Okay. This is exciting.
He's a handsome, poetry-loving, huggable type of dude. He's also a karate champ. Dang, son, what don't you do?
He's an actor. He teaches women self-defense.
He's a frontman. He's a rapper. A karate champ by the age of 10.
He's a speaking anomaly. You name it, he's done it. If there's a contest, yeah, he's won it. He's an anomaly. He's kicked and he's taking names. But I heard he writes nice poetry.
If you still need proof he rocks, can you say you rapped on Fox?
No. Our audience?
Oh, maybe.
We should wrap this up.
He's a speed the anomaly.
Yeah, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
Surprise!
Thank you so much.
John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God." We appreciate you and are honored to be on this journey with you. We can't wait to help you, to encourage you, and show you how to grow personally, professionally, and spiritually.
If you found Miss Biz helpful, please leave a review and share with others.
You can follow us on social media at Miss Biz Podcast.
For legal questions or services, please visit boltslegal.com.
And for digital marketing needs, please visit boltsmedia.com. Let's get biz done.